Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode of Trending Topics Thursday, we discuss the kill switch TikTok offered the government back in 2022 and how China is always made the villain. Please like and subscribe if you like the episode, and we look forward to having you listen to this one. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, fuckers, and welcome to another day at the Daily BM. Happy Trending Thursday. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, Brad, how are you doing today?
Oh,
welcome
God.
Back to everybody else that's listening.
You sound so happy to be here today. Are you tired again?
Oh, I'm always happy to see you, you know?
Aw, you had me at hello, my love.
I was totally being sarcastic.
Oh, well, fuck you then. So, I wonder how many times we can say the word fuck in 60 seconds, but have it make sense. You ready? Here we go. 60 seconds. Fuck you. Come on, man. Are you not going to do this with me? Are you going to sit there and stare at me? Come on. Ready?
Oh,
go.
No.
Yeah, you got to reply. You got to rebut every time. Fuck you.
Fuck you, too.
Fuck your mother.
Fuck you more.
Fuck off.
Fuck you forever.
You fucking fuck.
Fuck you infinity.
Really? That's what you got. That's all you got. Fuck you more and fuck you infinity. I can't say anything when you say fuck you infinity. Because that means that's fuck you indefinitely. What an asshole.
Fuck you, anyway. Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. Fuck you, Tom Brady.
Fuck you, Tom Brady.
Yeah, fuck you, Tom Brady. Anyway, so I want to jump right into something real quick that I happened to cut across an article that was
in the wad.
Has my panties a little bit in the wad. I figured we could talk about it for a little bit. If we don't go the full 20 minutes, guys, well, then, hey, enjoy the last 15 minutes on your treadmill. Anyway, so it appears that TikTok offered the U.S. government a kill switch.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum. Should I elaborate?
Yes.
Okay, so this kills.
Do you want to know more? Yes.
Do you want to know more? Getting off the old Starship Troopers there. Okay, oh, so
I love Starship Troopers.
Yeah, I know. Same here, but we already talked about it, so we can't talk about it again. Or can we? Ah, no, I'm just kidding. Everybody's like, "Fuck, come on, guys." Anyway, so TikTok offered the U.S. government a kill switch. Anyway, so it's Rychex first, though. So anyway, That being said,
you look like Rychek.
I literally fuck you again. We don't need 60 seconds. You ready? Here we go. All right. So the TikTok ban. All right. So as you know, the U.S. government's been going back and forth with TikTok. And I guess back TikTok offered the U.S. government a kill switch.
Okay? Can we take a subtle diversion real quick before we get into this?
Oh, no. Why? What happened?
I just rant for like 3 seconds.
Three? Okay. Well, which means 3 minutes.
This is a trending topic.
Okay, go.
Let me just tell you people, if you are out there looking for a job, okay, and you are emailing a company for a job, don't just send need job. And that's it. No contact information, nothing, no resume, nothing else. That is it. That's all this person said. Need job. J-O-B. Now, I can read that as need Job, and Job don't work here, so you...
Oh, I got it! Oh, I got it! Send him back a scripture from the book of Job. Need Job! Nice. Yeah, send him back then. See, sometimes I come up with some clever shit once in a blue moon.
That's actually pretty good. That's pretty
you just
good.
Email
like
him back and just send him back a scripture and a passage of Job. No, this is great!
Don't be fucking lazy. Like, do a little bit of work. Put a little effort into it.
Is it me or is it like everybody's getting lazier? Like, I don't even, you know, resumes to me, I don't know about you, but resumes to me are kind of a waste of time. I mean, they have their plus, you know, where you can see
they're
like some history
anyway, so it doesn't
but
matter.
Everybody fluffs the shit out of it. I mean, you can't even trust the references anymore because it's always somebody they know and it doesn't matter.
Scambot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, that's gonna be a Tech Talk Tuesday topic. We're gonna see if there is a company out there that you can list for references, and the person calls, it's a chatbot that's just talking to them.
Both our eyes lit up right there.
He's the best worker we've ever had. We were so sad to see him go.
Yeah, he worked so hard. He gave 100% every time he was here, Monday through Thursday, every day. He was great. Fridays, not so much, but, you know, Monday through Thursday, he did great. No, but seriously, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I remember back when we were hiring and I got like a dozen resumes, right? Over a dozen. And I went through them and I kept, and I was like, no, improper grammar, improper English, look like love and fluff, like a big time, you know what I mean? And then when I interviewed people to bring them in, I like to find out about the people, you know what I mean? To see if they fit the mold of the environment that we had, you know? And, you know, but they just, you could tell they lied on their application. You know, I'm an outgoing person. And they're like this. Yes. But I'm outgoing. I'm an extrovert. You know what I mean? But they totally are an introvert. Like 100%. I'm having to carry the conversation like I do on this show. But but you're right, dude. I mean, resumes and shit, man, people are full of crap. So anyway, getting back to the topic in hand, let's change gears again. Sorry, guys. We went on a little rant about that. But yeah, send them the Book of Job and we're good. So TikTok, they basically offered back in 2022 a kill switch for the U.S. government to turn it off in case of any type of need to happen, right? Like if they were like disgruntled, pissed off, whatever it might be, if they thought the Chinese government was intervening, they could at least have a kill switch where they could turn it off and turn it back on, right? Now, I've never heard of any company ever offering a kill switch in technology to take my whole entire company offline. You know what I mean? To a government.
Yeah.
I've never, unless of course you're in Russia, because then you don't have a choice. They fucking will kill you or use the kill switch, but I would assume. But that was pure assumption. But, you know, they said that the U.S. government refused to even engage in any serious settlement talks after 2022, you know, and pointed to this kill switch offer as evidence. And it's like, really? Why wouldn't you take that? I mean, would you take the kill switch if you were a government?
If I was a legitimate, you know, like trying to protect the American people, yes. But since I'm Mark Zuckerberg's, you know, butt baby, then I'm going to be like, no, I want to get rid of the competition because I want Zuckerberg to rule the world. You know, Mr. Android.
Listen, I agree with you. I really feel like the other social media
platforms.
I know you do. You've stated that many a times, but I really believe that they are behind this whole thing of going after TikTok because they've chewed into their revenue so much that I actually believe that that's what's happened. And also that they actually offered dated, I want to say it was back in April of this year in 2024. They ignored requests to meet for further negotiations. Now, you know, if you're the government, you should meet for negotiations with a company if they're open to like meeting with you and trying to come to a solution. You'd think, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and they also gave them an invite to come out to Maryland to their data access, you know what I mean? To look over basically their servers, you know, and go over it. Nothing. Yeah. Crickets. So that tells me from the outside looking in that this is purely driven 100% by a lobby to get rid of TikTok. By big social media companies that are their competition. Because if you really think about it, when TikTok came on board, they really chewed into the revenue stream of those other social platforms. I mean, they pretty much wiped Snapchat off the face, you know what I mean, as far as an advertiser. Because, you know, people only had either Meta, and really Twitter was in turmoil, so they weren't selling ad space at all. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you had Snapchat, who was the only other platform that was offering advertising.
Yeah.
And I go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I mean, in reality, the funny thing is that, like, you know, ByteDance doesn't really even need TikTok. And they've already said that they would rather just shut it down than let the algorithm fall into American hands, because it is a far superior algorithm to what Facebook has. And it's way better and way better developed. You know, they are equal to or bigger than Facebook, Meta, as far as a company size. They have like 220 billion revenue size with 150,000 employees as ByteDance, not just TikTok, but ByteDance. So TikTok's just a real small portion of their portfolio, very, very small portion of their portfolio. And if they only lost the U.S., you know, U.S., it wouldn't really impact them that much.
I think
it would hurt them. I think it would honestly hurt the American people more than it would hurt, you know, that company or TikTok. And the fact that we have less freedom of choice on which platforms we would like to engage in. That's just my thoughts on it.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, yeah. at the end of the day, you know, you have to kind of just look, you have to look at the meat and potatoes of it all and yeah. not sit on the outside and be a stranger to it. I mean, like I said earlier, if a government is, or I mean, if a business, a major, mm-hmm. a billion dollar company, I would think now, yeah. Is offering you the opportunity to go into their system and turn mm-hmm. it off. What's the problem? And then they're like, oh, well, it's the data leaking. Okay. Well, they invited you out to take a look at their servers to go over it with a fine tooth comb. You know what I mean? Bring out your programmers of choice, you know, and let them look it over and see if it's truly, you know, giving data yeah. out to China. And then it become, then, you know, I just feel like this is big government wanting to get rid of another company based on an American based company that is losing revenue and that they have more control over. Because let's face it, the government has more control over right. Facebook than it does TikTok. And that's what kills the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. Because it's so funny because when you go on both those platforms during an event. Okay, so for instance, the riots in France, right? When there were riots in the streets, you know how many times I saw it on Meta or Instagram?
Yeah,
a lot. Zero. No, zero.
Zero on Meta. Oh, yeah.
Zero
yeah.
on yep, Meta yep, yep, and yep. Instagram, zero. Gotcha. But on TikTok, right. I saw it all unfold in real time, live video yeah. from TikTok. Because guess what? Nobody was able to fucking do it on the Meta platforms. Now,
yeah, because Meta had to shut down.
Now, on the reverse angle of that, now on Twitter, you would be able to see it.
Right.
Because now that Elon Musk owns it. Because mm-hmm. But you can also see, you know, blowjobs and people getting railed and, you know, anything else you want to on that platform. It's completely the Wild West on freaking X. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, and their algorithm seems to be kind of broken.
It's a little quirky.
Yeah, because even when you say you don't like things and you don't want to see things, it keeps showing you that same stuff. Like it doesn't trend as well as TikTok does. And I don't even have the TikTok hack. I should probably get back on TikTok because I kind of fell into the whole, the Chinese are going to steal my data, you know.
The Chinese are going to get me. Oh, no. No, it's nothing like that,
but
then
the
man.
More that I look into it, like, you know, I'm pro-American, but the more I look into it, like, China's never started a war. Like, they've always been our allies during war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Japan, you know, when we dropped the bombs, like, we landed in China, and a lot of Chinese people died because they helped us with that campaign.
Right.
I think it was like 100,000 Chinese people died in those areas that those planes landed in after they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. I don't know how much of it is a publicity stunt.
Well, I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of with you on this. You know, I think at the end of the day, you got to look at the history of the countries since America's birth. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I am pro-American too. You know that, dude. I bleed red, white, and blue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the reality is we've been in wars ever mm-hmm. since the birth of our nation. I mean, it took the war to get it, the birth of our nation. So, you know, to get away from England.
You know what's scary? Not scary, but not. It's kind of confusing. Is like, okay, when you think of World War II, where do you put the Chinese? Other than what I just said. Like, if I just said Chinese World War II, where do you think they fall? Like,
neutral.
So they were actually our allies.
But I meant they weren't. I mean, they were allowing us to. I don't think they were fighting with us, though.
Mm-hmm. No, they were fighting. They were in a war with Japan.
Yeah,
yep.
But hold on, let's take a
ground war. No, during World War II, they were actually part of the Allied
forces. But I'm just saying. Also, though, China and Japan have never really liked each other. So of course they were like, hey, you know what? Japan wants to be an asshole and try to take over the world. Yeah, we'll step in and be an ally. You know what I mean?
I mean, they fought in Burma along the British and American soldiers, and they helped secure the Stillwater Road in Lasau in India, you know, to prevent the spread in that direction. You know, and at that time, China was much, much poorer than any of the other countries that were allied. But there, but the funny thing is like, I guarantee you probably ask a lot of Americans that don't know a lot of World War II history, they would probably say, oh, China is definitely, you know, Axis of evil, you know, like, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, because that's how they kind of paint them. It's like, it's like they always get painted out as the bad guys. And yeah, I mean, maybe they steal tech, but maybe we steal tech too.
Everybody steals tech, man. I mean, espionage, you know? Happens in every country. Even our allies do espionage. You don't think that we spy on our own allies? Give me break. And, we spy on everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, the thing is, when you're on the top, everybody wants to knock you off. That's true in anything in life. If you're the top dog, you got somebody gunning for you at all times, and more than one, usually.
And you know what's scary is the technology that they have on some of the things is far superior and far cheaper than what we produce here. Like, they said they could bring a car to the United States that would rival Tesla for like 10 grand a car.
Yep.
US. You know? And that is like insane. And imagine how much that would help the American people if you had an option out there to get a car for 10 grand that was good quality.
The problem is,
like, 90% of the stuff we buy right now is made in China. And yeah, people like to dog it out, but
we buy and consume a lot of it.
And it buy and we keep it for a while and it works. And, you know, like, I mean,
and nothing's meant to last forever. I mean, exactly. I hate to say it,
like,
I mean, not anymore. It used to be, you know, I remember, you know, a refrigerator lasting, you know, 20, 30 years, you know what I mean? But now you're lucky if you get 10 years out of them, but they also are made with plastic, things that fail. They're just, and there's an old video that you can go.
There's more electronics in it because like a refrigerator used to be easy. It used to be just a compressor that cooled air to keep food fresh. Now you've got a water
Wi-Fi, water pump.
You've got an ice machine to make ice in it. You've got, you know, you've got
all these parts.
You've got, I mean, shit, dude, my refrigerator has a Keurig in it. Like, it literally makes hot water to make coffee.
Yeah.
In my fridge. You know, and it's got a display that displays, like, you know, pictures and lights and sensors and, like, it can adjust the temperature in different drawers. It's like there's so many moving parts to it. No wonder it breaks.
Yeah.
I mean, refrigerators before were nothing. Like, for instance, washers. You had a manual dial that you put on wash, like, you know, three simple different agitators. And then there's a simple agitator with a drum at the bottom and a motor, and that was it. And it just ran on a timer, and that was it. Now there's computers and motherboards, and, I mean, when you get electronics around water, like, that's usually not the best-case scenario. So eventually, yeah, it's going to fail. I mean, that's just the way, when you start adding in all those bells and whistles, it gets nuts. You know, like, I saw a coffee, like, my coffee machine. Going on a tangent real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The coffee machine has fucking Wi-Fi in it. So I can start it from my phone. The only problem is you have to still physically put a pod in it to get it to go. So what is the point of the Wi-Fi? Because you still have to be standing in front of it. So, well,
you know what their thought is on that? That you'll prep it the night before and then you can start it. But you can do that with a timer anyway. I've thought the same thing. It's kind of stupid.
Out. The weird thing is, I thought that too, but when I did it, I tried it, it times out. Like, even if you set it, it times out because the thing's been sitting in there too long.
Mike, I got
and
it.
And that ruins the freshness. The whole point is, it's supposed to puncture that pod and make fresh coffee that's not been exposed to air, because air it causes it to oxidize and causes it to lose its flavor. So when it punctures it, you're cutting into the flavor for 20 or 12 hours while you're sleeping. And then
it also only
takes under a minute to make. So it's like, what the fuck do you need? Like,
because we're lazy as fuck and we don't want to get out of bed. We want it ready for us when we do get out of bed, so we don't have to grab shit.
Use a drip coffee machine like my parents did that fucking had the dial-up clock on the front. That when it clicked past it manually, it was like, dink. All right, started making
honestly,
the coffee.
I hate to say it. Honestly, I mean, and we can end on this note, but I honestly, you know, think that drip coffee is way better. And I also have been really kicking around the idea of just getting rid of my Keurig and going back to a drip coffee maker.
I use a drip coffee machine every once in a while.
The problem is I'm the only one that drinks coffee in the house. So it kind of, it's a waste of coffee, you know? So
yeah, but I kind of feel the whole TikTok thing's a work, like going back to that real quick. I feel like it's a work. I feel like it's, you know, that Meta has gotten so powerful that it's manipulating the government into being its bulldog and taking out businesses that conflict with Meta. Because, I mean, think about it. There is not a lot of alternatives to social media.
There is none. There isn't any. What you see is what you get. And it's Meta, 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 Meta.
Yeah, because Facebook, you know, Meta, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, they're all the same company owned by Meta.
Oh, yeah. They just did what Google did.
Are Facebook and Meta are the two biggest social media platforms that people use, followed by TikTok. But if they get rid of TikTok, what do you have left?
Back to Meta. You're going back to Meta and you're going back to Instagram if you're a TikTok user. You just will. Right. You won't have a choice. If you're an influencer, you're going to have to take the pay cut and go back to Meta.
And then TikTok. And then also, you know, Meta also just released Threads. That was the other part that I was trying to think of. I couldn't remember the name. To take out X.
And so far, it's not that great.
Because it has different things for different advantages. You know, it's like, I don't know.
I kind of find it
boring. I'm starting to get really tired with Instagram because I feel like it's not, the algorithm sucks. I hate the fact that it shows these, which should be illegal, the ads for the games that are nothing like the games when you download them.
No shit.
They're just pay bots. And you report them and they don't do nothing. You know why? Because it's a huge revenue stream. But it's complete false advertising and bait and click. And it's complete bullshit. It's like a scam. And one day I hope that Meta has to pay a huge price tag for false advertising.
Yeah, it would be great.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to get off of it because it's not them advertising, it's the other company, but they're still the platform. They still should have some responsibility for their product. But that's, you know,
I'm right there with you.
Another day, another story.
No, but I'm right there with you. They should. Plain and simple.
But I really wish we could get the TikTok straightened out. And keep it going.
I'm right there with you. I really think that that's where we're headed, you know? So, well, listen, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to go ahead and cut out of here for the day. Don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials. And you can also head over to YouTube and Rumble, and you can subscribe over there. Yeah. MasonDangerBeardCO.com. Go ahead and go over there, 20% off, just using the promo code DAILYBM. Mikey, you got anything before we go?
No. I think everybody just needs to get on TikTok and, like, you know, keep it alive. I don't think we should have a country where we only have one person running it, Mark Zuckerberg.
Long live the TikTok! We'll catch you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.